eyes.
Okay, all of you on the Mary Arachnid Climbing Club, welcome to the call. Thank you for being here. And many of you were stars of the show this last Saturday. Did you feel your just sort of your stardom kind of rise a little bit?
I know stardom. It was fun to be up there.
That's a perspective I'd really like to throw out here and get your thoughts on. But we will check out some stuff here on the teams and whether your team pulled it together. And so I'm going to ask the team leader to step forth. Who wants to volunteer to be first? Which team?
Go for it, Dave. Team leader.
So, Fantastic Four, we got it together.
Oh, good. Way to go. Okay, now let's find out on the Fantastic Four. That means Dave and Rhonda. Were you guys aware of the thing this weekend?
Yes.
So you just couldn't make it? Or you were chicken to be on stage with everybody else?
Okay.
We missed you. Are you complete or incomplete?
I'm complete.
Oh, that sounds like a good start for the Fantastic Four. All right, Dave, who do you want to pick next on your team?
Someone
has to tell me complete or incomplete.
Linda.
I'm
complete
plus 11.
Whoa.
Holy guac.
Can I have your autograph?
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, we're going to find out about that for sure. Okay, then, Linda, could you give us a final person, please?
Peggy, would you step up?
How do you go, Peg?
And
what did you get?
I'm complete.
Okay, so for that group, we had complete plus 11.
You got it, Linda.
Rich, I've forgotten the name of your team. Get her done. All right. Get her done. Rich, are you complete or incomplete?
I'm in.
Ron?
Incomplete.
Okay, the next group up.
What about Danny?
Danny, why do I keep forgetting you?
I don't know, because I'm totally unforgettable.
I put you with the boys, and then I just leave you there. So, okay.
I'm complete.
Oh, okay. So you got one complete on that group. Okay. Y'all see how you're going to work together this next week and, heal the wound there. All right. I'm going to go to next then.
Actually, Jerry, that's a kind of a building thing mentally for us guys. Thank you for doing that to us, because look out next week.
Oh.
We thank you so much.
I like that.
Well, I read a book on one time, and it was called Failing Forward, and you, what it is, it's how you perceive it on the front end, where the back end is what you do about it, so... We were just taught a lesson, and we thank you for that very much.
Oh.
You got to the back end.
Yes. A negative into a positive. So our tonight was our negative, but we're going to make it positive. So
you know what? We're going to just watch and see what the paperwork comes out of next week. Okay, Marcia?
Yeah, complete plus 5.
Ooh. Way to go. And Sherry?
That's my teammate. Yay, Marcia.
Oh.
I'm complete plus 3.
Oh, we got a horse race here, because we have complete plus 8 with 2 people, a complete plus 11 with 3 people. Can anybody figure out averaged higher?
Actually, we have plus 4.
Well, you have 4 people, but it's only 3 on the team, so.
Oh, okay.
two people.
So, hey, what was the name of your team, Sherry?
Freedom Force.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce that this week's grand champion is Freedom Force!
Woo! Final fantasy.
Oh, rock on. Okay, now let's find out how that group did it. Sherry, complete plus three, a monumental task. What did you do?
Well, let's see. I had an in-home up on the north side, and had we had four people there, four new people there. We had about 10, but we had about four people there that were new, just hearing it for the first time. Went really well. Basically, we were getting together people from my job that I left. So I'm trying to be the little Meekin Pied Piper and steal as many away as I can. And let's see, then I had a couple lunch appointments, and then the others were just calls. Calls and having people look at the website.
What are you using to keep yourself in the game every day?
My sisters. we read stuff and we listen to stuff, but we are on the phone with each other every day, all day long. After we get one person, even talk to one person, you know. I mean, Linda is really the person to be talking to this week. She's amazing this week. But just any person we talk to, we would call each other, guess who I just talked to? Guess what they said? And then we'll give advice, like if we left something out, like, you know, did you invite him here? Did you ask him this? And did you tell him this? And we go back and forth and encourage each other. And then one other thing that I just think is huge to my focus and my concentration is I do not watch TV during the week. I watch TV on Sunday night only. And I think that allows me to totally keep my focus and instead of having, you know, something that can draw me away. And so instead of that, I replace that with, you know, CDs and things like that.
Okay, I'm going to make you think now.
Oh. Wait, Marcia got five. Make her think. No, just kidding.
And I got people like Rich down there, who's an only child in the business, building a market all by himself with no sisters.
Well, we're his
now,
sisters.
Now, your team, as you develop your downline, and Rich is one of your people in your downline, and you want to give him the opportunity to share in that momentum that you have with your sisters, what mechanisms would you recommend to Rich?
Well, we're all his brothers and sisters. I mean, the Unikin family is your family. You know, my downline and my people in my group, we're also on the phone all day long or emailing back and forth and things like that. So, I mean, use your people in your group.
What if you have no downline?
Then it's crossed or it's up or it's anywhere you can get someone to talk to you.
So how about the other members of the P1 team?
Yeah, we're here. We're here, man.
Your group of three, and then your group globally. Really important, and we just have to keep reminding ourselves of that. Marcio, how did you get to where you got this week with five? Complete plus five. Actually, Marcia's doing another one. She's trying to get up to complete plus six.
Marcio, we're just home.
I guess she evaporated. All right. So here's a drum roll. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Anticipation. You're all standing up and you're hunched over and you got your ear turned just a little bit to the side. Okay, Linda, lay it on us. How'd you get complete plus 11?
I'm picturing you up in front of everybody Saturday.
I know.
All the time. Okay. You know what? This is the first time, like Sherry said, I didn't watch any TV all week except for American Idol. I mean, I have to watch that. But no television whatsoever. It was really good. First thing in the morning, you listen to CDs and tapes and and get yourself pumped really early, 5 o'clock. Get things cleaned up so you're excited. Get yourself dressed, presentable, whether you're going out or not, and then get on the phones and you feel good about yourself. I made 16 calls in one day and wasn't getting a whole lot of people. I only got 2 appointments. I only got several people home. But I kept going that day, and I was determined, and it took clear up until almost midnight for me to reach 3 really good people at the end at the airport again. It's a good place for me. And as I talked to one person and was leaving information for another person I talked to before that, in comes her husband that was lays asphalt or works with asphalt, and he was hurting. So I said, while we're waiting for my dog, why don't I go out to the car? And I got the Meg boys, and Meg steps and did tests and rolled them out and asked and had magazines right there for them to look at, told them about the website. And then another gal comes up the stairs, and she can barely walk, and she's only early 20s. And I said, what's wrong with you? And she said, I just got done working out. And I looked at her, I thought, boy, you know, really push yourself. And I asked her, you know, why she's working out so hard or what was going on. And she said, my fiance is training for the SWAT team. And she said, he's making me train right alongside him. And I said, I need to talk to him. I said, I've got something that can help you. And as I'm rolling out the Meg boys on her shoulders, and she's saying she's hurting everywhere, she said, oh, I need this. I really need this. And Gate was really quick to give me her name and her fiance's name and number and to set up an appointment. I just kept talking to anybody and everybody, you know, the firefighter's rep that calls you and wants you to sponsor with a couple tickets for somebody to go to a concert. I talked to him, and now a few of them I didn't follow up. I talked to 22 people this week, and 6 of them I did not follow up on. I tried clear up until right before tonight, but didn't work with everything. But I was really excited. I did get one person signed up, and hope to have 4 people signed up by tonight. Those other 3 will be hopefully tomorrow. And,
okay. You actually signed up people, right? Let's go back and cover that. You signed up people.
Uh-huh. I signed up a young man that, you know, that actually he is going under my son. He's the young man that came Saturday. And I signed him up this morning before he left, and my son had to go to work. So I was helping him with that. And then I have a gal and another couple young men that are going to sign up this week. They should have been signed up by this weekend, but it was so busy this weekend that, and I don't do business on Sunday, so I tried to get it done today. I shouldn't have left it for the last day. So, the next week.
All right. Now, here's a question for you. Was there ever a time in your Nikken career when it wasn't this hot?
Oh, gosh. You know what? That's the fun part, Gary. We were so excited in the beginning, and we were just running. Like, we didn't even know what we were doing in the very beginning. This was years and years ago.
And we were running without focus.
Yes. We were just, I don't know, like a mad herd out in the middle of nowhere, not knowing where they were going. But we tried. Now we are so focused, and it is, to me, it's Pathfinder. That has just, I don't know, it has just made me want to do the very best that I can possibly do. I'm on the road to gold, and I want that car by the end of the year, but I'm going to be gold sooner. I hear that you have to be gold for a little while before you can actually get your car. That's
right. Yeah, 3 months.
3 months.
Okay. So, yeah, we're excited. Oh, whoa.
So what do you think, why do you think the prospects are responding to you differently?
I think it's because you are just talking from your heart, you're excited, you just want to help people, and as you do that, and I think you keep having in your mind, okay, I want to see 10 people by the end of the day, I just want to run into 10 people, maybe you won't hit 10, but they start appearing out of nowhere, because when I went to go see one gentleman over at the, I don't know, is it Immaculate Conception Church, and I met him, he's a teacher over there, and I went to go meet him in the kitchen, and we started talking about products and different things that he needs, and he was, oh, I wanted him to be there Saturday so bad because they talked about immunity, and that's what he was mostly interested in, is building his immune system. But anyway, as we were talking, young men started coming in. One had a backache, and one had a headache, and they needed aspirin or Tylenol. And I said, instead of trying that, let me try this. I had my Meg boys. I showed them the strength test and talked to them about Nikken and what it does for them, because they're saying, what is that? And it's a magnet. So one young man is a box boy at Super One and just hurting all the time, and the other one works with his dad, and he does hard work after school, and he had a horrible headache. And so just, I don't know, I just, anybody that came within my space, I just had a smile on my face and asked them and listened there, and I said, I don't know if this can help you. Or I always tell them, maybe you won't be interested in this, but I know you're going to know somebody that will be, and I'm just trying to help everybody I can.
Oh, that is super. Marcia, are you back with us?
I am.
Okay. Now, you know, as you all become aware of the different personalities in the group, Marcia has an extra gear. It's kind of bulldozer gear, and she lives by what I learned in college. There was a thing called Fudd's Law, and that is if you push something hard enough, it will fall over. And Marcia has this immense tenacity. So, Marcia, give us some of the clues on how you got to Complete Plus Five.
By making some calls and by some referrals from, Louise and Ken, who I just signed up and bought product on Monday. I went to take them something on Tuesday, and they had their daughter and her boyfriend there for me to do a ABC with. And then Louise flipped me this note all folded up with a, it said on the outside of it, a little piece of paper, call this guy. And I had talked to Sherry today earlier, and it turned out to be, from Williams, I think it was Williams, when he talked about the five different prospectors, the one that says, get away from me, I don't want anything to do with you. But actually it was his, I called it a gatekeeper. Sherry said it was his executive secretary. So that referral turned into a nightmare. I couldn't push through that one.
Yeah, that's one thing you really generally want to meet people away from their place of business unless they own the company and they invite you to come in to do that. But then you'd like to meet them more on neutral ground, because that'd be the best. Well, we got lots to cover tonight, so we're going to jump right into it. And congratulations to all of you who had a really good week. I do want to get your perspective, because for those of you who are in the Spokane area, you got a chance to go to the Rhythm of the Business. And Rich, did you go to the one down there?
Oh, I actually attended a wedding in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you had cake and those nuts. I like the nuts. and my, you know, I think a lot of girls actually, my girls anyway, if they're indicative, they like the wedding mints, but for me it's the nuts. I just dig them. Well, when we did this event this weekend, we didn't get halfway through the video. Did y'all know that?
No.
What we did do, though, is we put new excited people up in front and let them tell their story and get recognized. What do you think was probably the better thing to do? Watch the video or put more excited people up in front?
Too bad we put them on
the audience. Yeah, what I'm going to recommend all of you is you go back on the internet and watch. There is that whole video is available on your website.
It is?
And there's one section there, I think, Jan Davis told me that anyway, and it may be on the host ones, but we'll try to get it up. Even if it's not on the host ones, we'll see what we can do. And there was a section there where Stephen, Sharon Weinstein, who are the top last couple years recruiters, 56 people a year average, and it's ridiculous, and they're blowing everybody away. But it goes through like a reality show, 3 or 4 days of their lives and who they meet and what they say to them. Wouldn't that be cool to watch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that whole thing going to be on the website, Jerry? Or is it going
to
be on a DVD?
It's supposed to be, and if it's only on a DVD, maybe we'll try to cut some and mail them all out to you. How would that be?
Awesome.
But your perspectives as a leader, And I'm going to call upon you to think about this in terms of leadership. I want to get Rich's perspective first, because Rich is a guy who is given, you put that guy in a room of Nikken distributors, and in 10 minutes, he'll be in a position of leadership. That's just the way it is. And he carries himself with tremendous posturing and countenance, and started up a Nikken business before, but as a result of his power and his charismatic power, it was difficult for him to transfer that to other people. And Rich, can you see that providing an event for no other reason than just to allow your people to shine, what level do you think your previous group should have had that opportunity where they got up to tell their story? What rank do you think they needed to be in order to stick with it?
And if we would have done way to snap on it, I would have actually got more committed in buying the starter demo kids.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but there's, you know, the Pathfinder is only 20% of the people. What about the other 80%? What would you do, you know, what comes to your mind as possibilities for making them feel like they really count? But yeah, here's a thought. Now, this might be a seed. You got, which preview is your home preview down there? Is it the one at the headquarters? Or do you have one that's local?
I know of is.
Yeah, down at headquarters. What if you got a brand new group of three people and you blew into that place with your pants on fire? They were only a week old. But your three people were the ones that raise their hand to do their testimonials. What does that do for them? Yeah, it empowers them, makes them feel connected, right? So as a leader, you could set that scenario up. Now in the Pathfinders, there's going to be another segment that comes up pretty quickly. And for all of you, any one of you have a group big enough to have Pathfinder graduates in your group yet. Right?
Right.
So you have to start somewhere. Pathfinder graduates go to Pathfinder 2. And one of the requirements in Pathfinder 2 is that you teach a segment of a Super Saturday every month. And the segments are already described, and they're in your ignition sequence guide as Pathfinder University, and there are five basic units. What if, let's say, think about what would happen in the minds of your people if, Rich, you're down there all by yourself, you start up five people, and you say, you guys, you're going to have meetings and so on, in 1 month from today, even though you're all signing up today, each one of you is going to have a subject to cover. Here's an audio tape that came from the Texas Summit, and it is a person who's a graduate from a program called Pathfinders, and they're going to be presenting to a group of thousands, and some of them may have been in business less than 4 months, but they'll be presenting to a group of thousands of people one of five subjects, and one of them's prospecting, one of them's recruiting, one of them's sponsoring, and so that each one of those is covered in detail. They listen to that. They pull out their ignition sequence guide. They develop their own outline from the transcribed tape. And they know that they're expected to do 1 month from now train on that subject. Do you think people would do it?
Oh, yeah.
People generally will work hard if they know what to do, right?
Yep.
Now, if Rich has got a group of five people, Rich, this is such good psychology down there. If you were to set it up and say, we're going to run a Super Saturday, and you let me know that, and I get a hold of some of those people that are platinums that are running those events down there, and I put the word out that they should send all of their downlines to a Super Saturday training, and it's trained by your people, and they've all been in for a month. What would happen to the brains of your people? They would feel like they were little banty chickens. Boy, they'd get all puffed up and strut around, and they would just have it down. And the people in the audience would go, "Geez, I wish I was like them." And they're sitting there as a silver or a gold and been in for years, and they ask what their rank is. "I don't know what my rank is. Rich, what's my rank?" But you're a direct man. You're on the verge of getting your kit this afternoon. It's these expectations and setting people up to be in that position. That's learning to create something that that will inspire, actually, all the people around you. So those are the kinds of things I'm thinking about, is that if we can use these early with your 80%ers, if you can stand somebody in front of a meeting and say, "Margaret, can you come up and tell the story of what happened with that lady's jaw the other day?" Now, she might be a 2. Do you think she's going to get cranked up by presenting in front of the group what happened to that lady's jaw?
Yep. That.
So we have to have a venue. She will grow more from that venue than she ever will from listening to somebody else teach, because you have to step up. So now when you guys relate back to your experiences, some of you have been in NECAN for a while, but to have an opportunity to be heard, does it make a difference?
Yes.
It doesn't validate that you're on the right track.
Definitely.
So what you're going to all be looking for now is opportunities to get your people in front of a group. Isn't that a different way to look at your downline?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's great. That's great advice.
Because our whole lives, we as teachers, or we get this mentality that we're supposed to be the teacher to stand up in front, and then as soon as the teacher stands up, the students will sit down. Yoda didn't do it that way. Yoda sat over on a rock and said, "There is no try, there is only do." So, let's just... Ron, what was your perspective from the weekend?
I still haven't came down to earth yet.
What were some of the highlights that you think were important to you that you want your people to experience as they come through?
Well, there were several things that really was really excited to me, because I got a chance to meet the people in the Pathfinders group, one. Two, sharing a testimony, my own personal testimony, which I see is a big thing, because, like you said, you're downline, and people below you, when they hear that, personally myself, it lifted myself, because I got to share my testimony, and then I had the opportunity to share that one-on-one with Faye Johnson outside the meeting, which really touched my heart to see one at his level and how humble he is, and how he took the special time to see and to hear a testimony like that, so he can use certain testimonies with even people that he comes into contact with. And I can see how that works with everyone, and to see my own Pathfinder people up in front of the audience being questioned, and to see how they react, learning from what they've experienced in the business, to see that they're just real people, just like myself. You see the shyness, you see all kinds of personalities there.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just such a learning thing, experience to just be there. And I can't wait till Thursday to be at this next meeting, because, well, by that time I might be back down to Earth where I can take it. it was just incredible.
So I'm gonna bring up a point here. What is the number one product that Nikan sells?
Hope. Business.
Opportunity.
What is growth?
It's just incredible. What a future, everything.
Isn't that neat, Rich? What was yours? Did you have a comment? What is Rich, do you remember what Mr. Masuda's motto is? It's actually on the, and it's there's a class called it now. The first class you take in Nikan is called Humans
Being More.
Being More. What if that's what we sold? Would you go about recruiting differently? Would it seem like a more valuable gem that you're passing on to other people?
Definitely. Yep.
Like I said, we had so many things to cover, and we do have to get to the subject for tonight. But I want to find out if anybody on... let's start out with the Fantastic Four. Dave and Rhonda, could you pick up anything from the reading or the CD that was particularly important to you?
Yeah, I think there was a couple of things. I think one thing is that make up for ability and confidence with activity. And seeing the big picture and never giving up. That was his specific thing, he's never giving up. And I kind of liked his relationship to the Frisbee and sharing the business.
Mm. Dave, is Rhonda on tonight?
Yeah, he's here.
Rhonda, I just want to let everybody on this call know that Dave and Rhonda are about a sniff away from silver right now.
Woo-hoo!
And Rhonda, is that surprising to you? Okay. I mean, are you having fun?
I love
And why do you think your group is growing so quickly, Rhonda? It's because you're sincere, and your sincerity and your peacefulness trumps all the other cards that anybody could throw out there. You have a confidence that what you're providing for other people is an option that's in their best interest. These are things that you don't know a whole lot about that I can observe from the outside, because it's just who you are. And because of the walk, and because about how your Nikan business has been laid out, kind of God gave you that little path that you can peacefully look at people and say, I'm not sure what you'll do with this, but it's valuable, and I'm honored really to offer this story to you. That simplicity is one of the biggest reasons you're becoming as successful as you are. But don't forget it. If you ever get confused, if you ever get too complex, then I will force you to have to listen to a long lecture by me.
Right.
And you go, I never want to be like him. I never want to be like him. So that adds to your tremendous credit. And I think everybody should, you know, though I may not call on them as much right off the bat here, we're going to be really getting some things and perspectives from their team because it's growing fast enough and they're having the numbers of people in it that you'll have situations and questions. If you have any people on your team specifically, Dave and Rhonda, that you have any questions about as they're developing, as they're beginning to start to see the picture, are there any things that you want the group to maybe learn from or help you out with?
Well, I'm kind of amazed with the way that Peggy and Linda, their activities to invite people and interest people. They use their kind of everyday activities as an opportunity to be able to share or listen.
That's good. And then how do you guys do it, though? I mean, here you are sitting right on the edge of silver, and how do you get, how are you piquing people's interest? So, Rhonda, do you perceive that most of the people you bring, are you bringing them for the product side of things, the health side of things, or an overall picture of things?
So far.
Well, it's working. Keep it up. Way to go. Let's see, from the from Get Her Done group, anybody have any ideas or thoughts on the tapes or the book?
I was assigned the CP.
Okay.
And I also like the method. You know, I'm talking to people. A lot of the was, you know, repeat a lot of better dentist work. And again, I'm just talking about creating thing, not to over a lot of people ever. And just their needs. I like the fact that he sat back and what their need was, tying that back in when they asked what they did or what they'd like to do.
Well, I do want to hear from all of you, but we're so short because I was goofing off at the beginning of the call. And our call tonight is really about going silver, and I've got some really important points about going silver that I want to add to what the Texas Hall was working on. And they were really talking about the basic structural components of going silver. And really that is just that you get three seniors somewhere in your organization, or three legs with seniors in them. And you have to have 20,000 points in a single calendar month, and either paid for or attended Humans Being More training. Pretty simple. The second option is multiple months, but it has multiple requirements. You have to have 8 seniors. They can occur with at least 4 in your first line and then 4 in any other part of your organization. As you heard on the phone call from Texas, you have to have at least one of those new seniors during that last month of qualification. And 25,000 for 1 to 4 months as you grow total. Now, here's a couple things if you're looking and you're in the listening gallery, or if you're in this group and you haven't really got a good awareness of the NECANS compensation plan, the first half of the compensation plan is based on dollar values to rise in rank, or point values, and you go from senior at 1,500 points to executive at 5,000, then bronze at 10,000, then silver at 20,000. Beyond silver, a Royal Diamond is just a silver with enough silvers in their organization in the right places. So creating and understanding how to become a silver and develop a silver is very, very important. Rich, what's the least number of people you can have in your business to go silver?
Three. In those direct lines or like?
In your whole business, the least number you could have to go silver.
Not a number. I haven't really done the science of
it. You actually did it. You actually said it right there at the beginning. You could go silver with three people.
Right.
And what would they have to do, and what would that qualify them for? Why could you go silver on three people?
They would have to be at least a senior, three.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to, between the four of you, you'd have to produce about $20,000 in volume. For yourself.
Okay, so if you have three people buying, let's say you get somebody to buy a wellness home for $5,000, how many points do they get?
I don't know. Wait. 30 days?
Yeah, they get double points, but which part of it gets doubled? Okay, it's a $1,686 minimum.
Okay.
Or maximum. So that's out of the 5,000, only 1,686 gets doubled.
1,000?
860, something like that. So you'd have 6,000. Right. And if they order something bigger, they go 6,000 or 7,000. You still get to double that first part. So, if they get, let's say, that's about 7,000 points for a person who gets a wellness home pack, how many would it take to go to silver? Well, you could have three people in one calendar month that got their wellness home pack. They'd give you 21,000 in volume, and you'd make it. Hey, Dave and Rhonda, are you going on 1 month or four?
We're going to try and make the 1 month.
And do you know what your volume is today?
Yes. Volume is a little over 1,000, I believe.
Okay, but you have other stuff that's already lined up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, another piece of going silver that is not well known, and this is about the kind of thing that we just talked about, as you begin to start to scrape a group together, the ones and the twos and the threes, if they feel like they're making a difference in your run for silver, they will do more. It's like people in a telethon. Once the thing starts rolling, if they're watching the telethon and it gets exciting and they're getting near the goal at the end, more people throw in. If your people have a sense that they're a part of this growing vital group, more people will throw in. More people will want to stand up front and tell their story. More people will want to be the one that does the $500 purchase that pushes it over the next level. This is something that is not widely done across NECANN, but is something that I really believe we're going to be having to do more often. It's why your sponsor, Gina, won so many performance bonuses. We haven't been as diligent as we ought to be, but where we have this group of Pathfinders that can come every week and meet with each other and share information and do all those other things, if you were to take the entire budding group that you're developing and have them get on a call, maybe just a half-hour call once a week, can you see how Rhea would really, really love to tell her stories? And if we could maybe even put this thing on a video teleconference on the internet. In fact, we've done this with a couple of Gina's groups down in Missouri, where we would say, all right, take the upline silver or gold, or sometimes it's me, but I put on my silver or gold hat, and I say, now watch what happens as we build a silver distributorship. And we would say, Dave and Rhonda are going to be moving toward first silver, and then later moving toward the next level up. What's the next level beyond silver?
Gold.
I'm going to stick one in there. I want everybody on this group to hit a few of them before you get to gold. What would it be? Called the performance bonus. And Jenny, can you explain to me what the performance bonus is?
Your activity is a certain amount of points, I believe. Minimum 20 points.
Yep.
And then a 3 or 4 month period.
Great.
Yes,
great. It can only be earned at the beginning of, well, within the first year of going silver or gold. Activities are, is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay, and then the activities are like 21 clubs. Rank advancement is one way. Rank advancement will be activities.
Okay, now I will come back to Ron on this one, and this one I know you don't know the answer to, so I'm just setting you up. Then Marcia is going to answer this for us.
Okay, I'm going to learn.
When we... Where does the money for the bonus come from?
It comes from your the business, the Meekin business itself.
That's a true answer. And now, Marcia, I want you to elaborate on where does that money come from.
Downline. Doesn't it come from 1% of the entire Northwest sales?
North American.
American.
Yeah. So they take the gross North American sales for a single month, and then whoever qualifies for this rank advance or for this performance bonus during that month, they get to split it among however many people qualify. So if then, Peggy, if there was $10 million made in Neekin during a month, what's 1% of that?
Pete, say, Jerry. What is it, 10,000? 100,000?
100,000. And if you had 10 people that qualified, what would they each get for the bonus that month?
10,000.
Wouldn't that be a nice bonus?
Yes.
How many of you would like to win 3 or 4 of those during your silver year, first silver year?
Me.
I love it. Why not our gold year, too?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the second question. How many would then like to get it during your gold year? So can you see now why I'm going to slip in an extra little spot there for people to hit the performance bonus between silver and gold?
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, I have a question about the performance bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading through it, and it said that you could earn it. This is the way I understood it, that you could actually earn it and hit it every month, but it's paid out every 3 months. So theoretically, couldn't you get like a $30,000 check at the end of 3 months?
Nope, you can only get it once every 3 months. We tried that, and she got paid in the second month, but the computer got confused because she qualified sooner than 3 months. They've gone back and corrected the computer. So you have to have a 3 month period where you have no less than 5 points in 1 month.
Okay. So you couldn't get 20 points 3 months in a row and qualify 3 times.
No, but what you can do is, and this we did verify, the higher number of points that you have over 20 for the total 3 month period, the higher split you get out of the total.
Got it.
Hey, Jerry, what is the difference, like, when you hit the silver level, you were talking about that percentage, but when you hit it at gold, there's a higher bonus level there. Is it the same, or is it more? It's more at gold with that extra 6%. What is the profit made there then at that total?
It's the same thing. You just have a bigger group to work with.
I see. Okay.
Okay, now, I got to cover some things real fast, so put your hearing aids on quick, because we got... Lots. I mean, I do. That's the end of our call, and I still have more. Here's what I want you all to work for. It's called a high volume silver. And a high volume silver in the old days, when we probably were going slower than we will as it cranks up this time, because we did not have the materials that you guys have. We didn't have the learning materials. We didn't have a lot of that stuff. We didn't have the products, the recognition, the understanding, the teams, the training mechanism. We didn't have any of that stuff. And yet, you know, high volume silver, you would usually expect to see that person make $5,000 a month by the end of their first year, and they would double it for the next 5 years if you were a high volume silver. So let's have Peggy, can you do five doublings on 5,000?
$80,000, right?
$80,000 a month,
right?
In your fifth year.
Whoa! Ooh,
can you all see how that would be valuable?
Wow!
Yeah. High volume silvers are people who are qualifying for the home bonus. High volume silvers, when they go silver, they're trying to wrap up 30 to 60 people in their downline as quickly as they can. Even though you can go on three people. Can you all see that a three-person army isn't very powerful, and your check is going to go up 1 month and then crash down to the floor the next month if you're not continually popping people into the business? So you want to get the breadth and depth. Here's another thing that's really weird, is that leaders have to have a group or they won't lead. They won't even know that they have leadership capabilities. There have been people in the past who said, I only want to sponsor those who are real goers. Here's the weird thing. If you've got a group of 90 people, you will always have a group of about six leaders. Actually, it's thirds, but if you have a group of 121 people, you'll have seven leaders. It kind of works out that way. And if you decided, because it's pretty cool to be in front as one of the seven, in front of the group of 113 people who are saying, gee, I wish I was one of those seven. Can you all visualize that? And there's a certain type of person who will just go to those positions. Here's the odd part about it. If you only had the seven, somebody who wanted to be one of the top seven of 121 is now the bottom person in the pile. They will not be a leader. You have to have twos and threes by the boatloads in order for your leaders to ever even float to a position where you'll even recognize they exist. Peggy, do you agree with that?
Makes sense. You can't lead unless you have somebody under you.
And you can't get recognition. The number one thing that people want is recognition and to feel like they matter. And if you don't have groups of people for them to matter in front of, they don't matter. So for Peggy and for Rich and for people who are out there in markets that don't have what we've got here in Spokane, you may be better off, but you just have to let your people know that your leaders, if there's just going to be a group of five there, make them do matter to each other so they present back and forth to each other. And you'll watch the group grow, you'll watch the leaders grow, you'll watch people who have to come to the events every week because they don't want to miss them. They just got to be there. So what we did in the early days of our business, we were high-volume silvers. In fact, high-volume silver is so important to the qualifications of getting paid and getting checks and getting consistent and getting home. That's really what I want you all to start thinking about. It means you're going to have 30 to 60 people as quickly as you can. I was reviewing some material the other day from five different network marketing companies, and three of the people actually built it two or three times to the same level. And here's what was interesting. They went through every single one of them, went through 200 to 300 prospects with a quick question or two, sat down and did presentations with those that said they would accept the presentation, marched through the process, and without exception, and this represented probably 11 different thrusts, all of those people, whether they were Nikan or other network marketing companies, averaged $15,000 a month in their sixth month. $15,000 to $17,000 a month in their sixth month, and every one of them did 200 to 300 people in their first 90 days.
Wow.
And what did they do when they did their 200 to 300 people? They basically would listen intently to people and say, hey, do you ever think about doing something? You'd be fun to work with. Want to check something out? That was it. I mean, some kind of a lead-in that was quick like that. And all the numbers across all of the groups, across no matter what products they were talking about, very, very similar. The energy of building, here's one way to think about this too. This is easier to build fast than it is to build slow. Because if you got one a month and they got one a month for a year, you'd have 4,096 people, right? If you got one a week, how long would it take you to get 4,000 people if everybody got one a week?
8 years.
Take you 12 weeks.
So what now?
If you got one person per week.
Oh, per week, oh.
And those people got one person per week. And those people got one person a week, it'd take you 12 weeks to get 4,000 people.
Yeah.
If you got one a day, how many days would it take if everybody got one a day?
Uh-huh.
It would take 12 days. If you got one every hour, and each of those people got one every hour,
12 hours.
How many hours would it take to get 4,000 people?
12 hours.
Which would be most inspiring, exciting to the people?
Shorter amount of time.
The shorter it gets, the more inspired they are, right?
Right.
And the more absolutely convinced they are. And the less they would have to say to their people to get more people to come in, right? Somebody someday is going to capture that vision and blow this thing completely off the wall. Okay, who gets the extra points this week for listening to your homework assignment?
We did all our homework.
No, for next week.
It's Robert.
Kiyosaki. Yeah, the perfect business.
Hey, we've got three people with extra points.
And
this next week, we hope to get back to the book again. You guys are so awesome. You're such a good group. You're excited. The key is now, though, at the end of next week, you're going to start writing down your stats and your volumes. When we first started P1, we don't do this anymore, and I really think we ought to. But at the end of every month, your goal is to make $6,250 in volumes. Anybody know why that is?
That's 4 months to silver.
It's 4 months to silver, you bet. And if we're not looking and tracking at those volumes and the people who come in and building for this high-volume silver with 30 to 60 people in your organization, we don't know what to shoot for. We don't know what to train for. So we've got to start measuring what we're going to train for. If you're going to start running a certain speed and you want to break 10 minutes in the mile, you got to take your quarters and you got to break them down. Rich, how fast per quarter mile if you're doing 10-minute miles? So now if we all knew how to do that, and we put a stopwatch to it, can you see how it becomes a lot more interesting? And we know what to do and what to work towards. So when you get together with your groups this week, talk about volumes and how you're going to get the volumes of people and how you're going to get the volumes of dollars. Now, if you listen to Dennis Williams' group in the old days, what was the average buy-in by people in...
$300 or something.
367, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, what if that average hasn't changed? Would that release a lot of people from thinking they have to get a wellness home out of everybody when they start?
Definitely.
Do you think you would sell fewer wellness homes?
Nope.
Nope, I don't think you would either. But would you fill it in with a whole lot of people doing 300 and some bucks and they could get their friends to do 300 and some bucks?
Yeah.
Well, that was when, with inflation, that would be up to 500. What's the key about 500? If somebody comes in with 500.
They're locked in. First qualification for senior.
And what new pack fits that position?
The energy pack.
The energy pack. So you could say, hey, you could go really fast and do the whole deal, get the wellness home. Some people do. Some people really see this as a brilliant deal. They just get it. Why wait? Look at all the advantages. You get to go to humans being more free. You get to set a high bar. And when people say, where did you start? They generally start where you started and, or below. So you start there. You rock and roll. You get some volume. You're halfway to bronze by that time, or two-thirds of the way to bronze off your own personal jump start. A lot of people see that. Some people just don't or can't. So they go with the... with the starter pack, and then they go senior, and some people don't or can't, so they go with the 500. They'll go slower, and it'll take some time for their group to gear up. Which one starts you out? Let's go with that. Can you all see it fitting into the picture now?
Yep.
All right. Go get them. What a great group. Let's start counting volumes. Let's start counting people. Let's start strategizing is how you're going to get the volumes and the people. I want... All right, this is the ultimate ultimatum then, and then we're done. You guys don't get to be called haired over unless you're high volume, so that's it.
What was that?
I said, Jerry, I've got hair on my feet. Does that count?
You're not haired over. That's only the bottom of your feet. It'll come up through your shins, and then when you get to bronze, it comes up to your knees. I mean, it just keeps going.
Well, in that case, I'm going to be a gorilla.
All right, connect with your people. Do not miss that connection. Start making those three-way calls. You've got people out there in, what is it? Up in Moose Lips, up there by the Canadian border where Mercedes is, and then Rich has got everything from San Francisco south. When he's just hurting for prospects. There's just not enough people in his group down there. So you guys pray for Rich because there's just not enough prospects. I think there's only, 47 million people in that.
Hey, Jerry. I have almost 100 people here.
Yeah, you got a big town there.
The only thing is we can't stop at the grocery store because there is not one.
Well, for those of you who think that small towns have little teeth, Oldham, South Dakota, just remember, 250 people in the town, there are 5 Neekin cars and 3 Neekin houses.
Wow.
So, Rich, you could have a lot of cars and houses, man. All right, we'll see you all next week.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, everybody.